And our first festival with all of these other people on there, and we got time to go out there. It had just quit raining, but the stage was had like a half an inch of water laying in it. And we've got to go out there and show these people that we can do something in three tunes.
After and it was 36 hours of driving.
Yeah, and it was, well, we weren't nervous after we got done with that. That cured us of ever being scared of a crowd again, because it was just, you know, you go out there and with the way I am on stage, I'm slipping and sliding in the rain and everything, and everybody's out front with umbrellas and all of this stuff. And
what three songs did you do?
We did Evil Woman, which was the one we were trying to push at that time, and I can't even remember the other two. I think I was blank from the time I went on until the time I went off. Just
kind of like the Seattle.
What am I doing here? You know, I was stone sober when I went up there. It was just one of them things where you were really nervous because you'd never played in front of that many people before. You know, and plus all of the other acts that was on there. There were some big acts, and so you were nervous because of them being there too. You know, but. Once you get in front of that many people and stuff, it cures you.
I was at a festival that you played at in Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And as I remember it, some bikers came into that scene and started
I remember that too.
Knifing people, and the crowd got riled up and chased the bikers out. What do you remember
all
that festival?
They burned a couple of bikes and stuff, and it got real crazy. But we came in there, we drove in, we got up on stage. I think we did, 45 or an hour set or whatever it was. Hopped back in the station wagon, and we were gone again. We just thought, we don't even want to spend a whole lot of time around here, because it was just... It was a nuts thing. The biker started some trouble, and then the hippies were going to take care of them, and they ended up burning a couple of bikes.
Didn't
and this
rape
and
some
that.
Girl or something like that?
I seem
some
to remember something
and that's what
like
started
that.
The whole thing back then.
Yeah, I don't. It was real nuts there, though. It was kind of a. Festivals normally weren't like that. Festivals, everybody was there just plain having a good time, you know, and everybody getting high. And
well, that must have been real late, too, maybe 72. I think festivals were starting to
when they were on their downslide, that could be. Yeah. Mm.
So I also remember a farewell gig of some kind at One Groveland, I think. Might have been in another hall.
Kaufman, wasn't it?
No. Not the one I'm thinking of, but at any rate, do you remember a Crow farewell gig? Did you play at that?
No, I
he
don't.
Didn't show up for that.
Maybe you were already gone at that point.
That could be one way or another.
I guess what not. More than likely the other.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that, but...
I guess what I wanted to ask you is, what did you feel like when the band broke up? And maybe why, too, but also what did you feel like?
Well, I was the one to leave the group first. I was the one that more or less caused the breakup, I guess, but... I was just, it was to a point where things were just going sour on the business end of it and stuff, and some of the guys in the group had different likes towards different types of music and this and that, and it was to the point where everything was just getting kind of stale, you know, and it was time to, I guess my biggest thing was that I was really down on the music business at that time, on the... not the group itself, just what goes on behind the scenes that nobody else knows about. I was really down on it. I was disgusted with it, and I just felt like, hey, I just want to get away from all of it and go hibernate someplace, and I don't want to deal with it anymore, you know, and that's what I did.
song called Gone, 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 also known as Some Sunny Day to a lot of people. David, we left you back in 1972, and the band had just fallen to pieces. What did you do after that?
72, I moved, when I first left the group, I did a club thing at the place called the Chalet for about 5-6 months. In between, I bought a 3-2 beer joint in resort up by Ely, Minnesota, and I shuffled up there June of 72, and that's where I've been since.
Is that sort of the sum total of the proceeds from
Early Crow? No, I was a partnership on it, and it was I sold a few things to get it, and this and that, and I went up there, and I did that for about 2 years, got out of that, and I've done all sorts of different things since then.
In the music business?
I did it. I had a little country rock group for about 3 years up there. But other than that, I've been manual laboring it with, I worked in the woods, lumberjack type for a couple of years. Drove semi over the road for the last 4 years. Done a little bit of everything. And these guys finally talked me into going back at it April. We started messing around with this again.
Didn't you miss the music business, or at least the performing aspect?
I missed the performing part of it. I missed the music part of it, but I didn't miss all of the other.
Out there, it's not all glory.
All of the other crap that goes along with it, you know. There's these guys started, they were trying to talk me into it
five years ago,
and I kept saying no way. I was doing other things and this and that, and what happened is this spring when I was driving, I broke my foot, and I was laying around the house going nuts, and they called me and asked me again, and I thought, well, I'm not doing anything else, why not try it? And by the time I went back to work in July, and I worked for about a month between coming down here and doing this and that up there, and I worked for about a month, and I decided give it my whole shot, and I quit work and decided to go back to starving to death.
So the reconstituted Crow has existed for maybe 4 months, something like that, since August of this year.
Yeah, well, since like I said, Denny and Dave and I've been working on it since April, but I guess the group together hasn't, what, it's been...
We've been together since the second week in August, the six people that we have right now. But before that, we had other people, but they'd show interest, and they'd come over and go through the practices, and then they wouldn't show up for the next practice. So, like, I originally wasn't even supposed to be in the group. Larry Wiegand, the original bass player, was supposed to be in the group. John, who's sitting over there, the guitar player, he wasn't supposed to be in the group either. It's just that nobody showed up one day for practice, so we just started playing with some of the songs that I wrote. And all of a sudden, it started evolving into something, and we just, I suppose about a week later, Dave Wagner decided that he just wanted to keep it at what was going on, and then we just added to it from then.
Well, Denny, you've been out of the business for a while, too, or at least out of performing for a while.
Well, not really. I was doing a thing with a group called Sunrise, playing Holiday Inns. I was doing... It was good money. I was making like $350 a week.
Comfortable way to live, for sure.
It was lousy playing those lounges. Some nights you had like two people out there. Hey, you could put on this big show, you know, you and your little tuxedo getting up there doing all your little stuff. And in the daytime, I worked for Pickwick Record Distributors for distribution out there. I worked with them from, late 72 up until just spring of this year. And when they had their budget cutbacks out there, I was one of their budget cutbacks. So I went back into rock and roll full time.
So how does it feel to both of you to be back?
I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, feels great, really. Now that I'm back at it, I don't plan on getting back out of it again.
Oh, I'm the one that I can find. Oh, I'm the one that I can find.
Down. I'm Jimmy Nervous, and you've been listening to the 1980 version of Crow, a song called Laughing About. Who's in the band these days? You're a six-piece band now.
Six-piece band now, and it consists of John Richardson.
And where did you find him, and what do they play?
John Richardson. He plays he's lead guitar, and he came from a group called Monterey.
He was working White Castle, wasn't he?
And Jeff Christensen, who's on lead guitar, and he came from a group called Jesse Brady. Mm-hmm. And Robbie Belleville, which used to be in a group called Copperhead way back. And he's been out in L.A. for, last seven years.
That was a horn band, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it's usually in Minnesota, and then he went and did that album in Nashville or something.
And so anyhow, we drug him back from L.A. He's on drums. And Danny Johnson is on bass, we've been talking with. Mm-hmm. And Dave Martin, we call him Buzzy. Buzzy Martin came from a group called
Nightingale,
right? And he's the keyboards and flute and sax.
Mm-hmm.
And myself.
Dave Wagner.
Right.
Okay. Was it a tough transition to make? Get back in playing music in 1980 as opposed to 1972? Did you worry about being relevant or being dated or being any of those things?
No.
I think the only trouble is finding people you can work with that want to stay together.
Right.
Because most musicians right now, their heads are pretty much up there and they're hard to work with. I think a lot of them are.
Yeah, we, besides finding musicians that we wanted, you've also got to find, when you're working with six guys and you work that close together, you need six guys that are all on the same level and that can work together and live together and eat together and all of the, and because if you get one guy that's maybe a little hard to put up with, no matter how talented he is, doesn't make any difference, because if you can't live with a guy, it's going to create problems later on,
And it can be hard to find two guys who can manage to live together.
Yeah.
Let alone six, for
sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
So did you make a conscious attempt to update the music of Crow?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I would say we're doing five of the old tunes as far as live performance, and we've updated them pretty much. We haven't really changed them, just put a little bit,
enthusiasm.
Yeah, more enthusiasm into them, I guess you could say. And everything else is all new original material, and
we don't want to be a nostalgia band right now, going back 10 years playing just the old hits.
Sure.
We're introducing a lot of new music, and it's going over pretty well. Like I say, we're going right down the middle of AM/FM.